This is the beautiful new ones. But it's not so new anymore. But you know, the old, till then we had only the older ones. This is coming out what year? Tov Shin Nun Ches. That's ancient history from the last millennium. It's 25 years old. So Simon Samach.
Recording in progress.
Let's begin. A bit of a lengthy chew. We can't read the entire thing. Machatzitza b'tfila. Rabbi Kiva Eges Tshuva Simon Samach. Watch. It says as follows. It's paragraph 3 if you have it in front of you. Nikorav nish'alti. He brings a raya from Beis Yosef Kuf Tzadiches, that's our simon. I feel him yitztarim yosir agelet shein dat al hosir atom mikri ena makpedes. Nikomagon regilus u lehosir akol, o tamtin ashtu tisrabi vetuch al lehosir, as we spoke about this last week. U smak, and I have to be very careful with my pronunciation, smak with a kuf. Simon reish tzadigimu. Af al pishim en adin, lo hoya tzorich. Okay, there's a chumra bi'alma. Masha da smaks for the kushla de milsa. Came to mitzeres b'ntilasa mikri ena makpedes. Are we in the same paragraph? It starts with zemikarov. No, before that. There it is. That's, you know what the problem with these guys? When I grew up, every paragraph started with an indent. Now they have this new machine. What are you as an editor? You like me? Yeah. Now they have, you know, it starts at the beginning. So if it's like a parsha stuma and a psucha, you know.
Not in any.
Because if it starts in the middle.
Not in any published book worth its money.
Good. Because if it starts in the middle, then you know it. If it starts at the end, you can't find a new paragraph. I don't know why the editor's changed with the. Oh. Fine. Now watch. Mashma da smak. Right there, on the first on the line. Has the hasmak, kusha the milsa came into Mr. Eres bintilosa. Listen carefully. Mikri ena makpedes. Im kain yesh lomar da karcha lo polig. What's the next word? Oh, they have the wrong one. Unintelligible. You know how many hours I spent? I couldn't. I was breaking my head. My older Rabbi Kiva Eger. What is he talking about? This new one says hasmak in parentheses and hasmag with a gimel. Oh, you'll see how many times this repeats itself. This mamish gibberish. It's unintelligible the way I have it here on Bar Ilan. How come they don't know? This is 25 years old, this sefer. And they still have the old one? No, it's okay. I'll show you how many times this repeats. Watch, I'm reading the correct one. Hasmag, who argues on the smack. Ah, it took me, when I went to shul and I found this edition, I was, like I made a kiddush. I'm in a kiddush, and I was so sad that I wasted so much time. I was so happy I finally figured it out. It's a gimel instead of a kuf. I got a smack. I got a smack. I was trying to break my head all kinds of ways. Yeah, elam mitzdar bi alma. The kama pa'amim the godel akpoda tochos liatzon the hasim b'dayom b'yomo miat benachas v'tisbol miat sar asher tasa kula ukemoshe kosav. Hasmag Bilshono. I couldn't understand. This lusha wasn't in the smack. I have a smack in my house. I was looking hyla for the lush in the smack. Where is it? What's going on over here? So I'm just not understanding. Gimel. Okay, the smack, it has this lushan. I think the Mesa even quotes it. Mikomgam regilasu lahasar akol. Abamokam sakana. The vada lotus take nafsho. Misiashis me lahasira. So we got through this first paragraph with two changes from smak to smak, which makes it intelligible. Umasha Kosov Rum Kvodo, he's writing to Rav David, Av Bezdin, the Kila Kodesh, Dresden. Ooh. Dresden, it was the first Rabbonus of the Chasam Sofer. Is that correct? I'm pretty sure that was his first Rabbonus. It's a whole story how he got the Rabbonus. How do I know about all this? Rabbi Simon Schlita brought in a fellow, a Hasidic Yid, I think from Williamsburg, maybe from Monroe, who found the Erev and the Mikvah of the Chasam Sofer in Dresden, intact. I mean, not totally intact, but intact enough that he could, because this is what we learned last year, learned this year, about all those Chasam Sofers about Erev, and he showed it to us there. It was a whole story how he got that Rabbanah. The Chasam Sofer was working for a living. He didn't have a Rabbanah, he had to pay the bills. And then some other Rav left. Could be, was this is Rav David, I'm saying. He didn't want to take it, so the Chasam Sofer got it. And that started his whole meteoric rabbinical career. He told us all the story. Rabbi Simon, he asked him, you see him, he remembers everything. He'll remember the story to the last detail. I don't know. I wonder if it's the same Rabbeinu David. Because you understand, Rabbi Kiveg was a Shver. You know, we had this Rabbi Kushalevsky made a bris yesterday. My son was there, my son was the Talmud of his. Named it after his father, Rabbi Elio Kushalevsky. My Rabbi Chalap Zatzal would tell the story about Rabbi Ella. Rabbi Ella Kushalevsky was a genius. But it goes back to the previous generation. Rabbi Kushalevsky used to come to my house every year to raise money for his yeshiva. Probably for 20 years he came. And he tells stories. And my son reminded me of the story with a man named Honest Jake. Honest Jake was a gevir, and he had three daughters. And he wanted, and they wanted, they should marry Talmidei Chachamim who were learning, but they couldn't find any. Apparently went to Palestine, and that's where Rabbi Tzvi's father met his mother, Honest Jake's daughter. The next, I'm not sure what the order is, the next daughter married someone named Wolomovsky. It was a big, big Talmud Chacham, also from the Bronx. I think Abel was also in the Bronx. Rabbi Freeman from our shul, you remember, him? You overlapped him a little bit? Or
no.
He was our Gabbai, not Gabbai, he was our Balkore and our treasurer and about Kiev for 50 years. He remembers of Tzvi Kushalevsky, they were classmates together in Chofetz Chaim in Manhattan. I know he just turned 90, and I was 88. He jumped ahead a couple of years. Tell me a sword I can't say on the screen. I can't tell something he told me. Would be the Fichvodom. So one married Rabbi Wolomovsky, whose son, I believe, is now the one of the Rabbi Rosh Hashivas in Yad Aaron in Eretz Yisrael, and aided him by Rabbi Tzal Zolti. And one was Kushalevsky, and one was Smirtitsky, who was an MTJ, who was a Chazanish relative. The three skis were the honest Jacob for his daughter. Some saying, say, he made a bris yesterday, called him Elio, after his father. And an amazing story how old he is. But the Chasam Sofer wasn't, it was different by decades, but the storyline was the same. He got married, was married for his wife for 30 years plus, and no children. She's now 55 years old. And looking for a wife. Kivega had a daughter, I think she was an Amona, if I'm not mistaken, a Grusha or Amona, I forgot which one. She was like at least 20 years younger than he was. He wanted to have children. And there were those who wanted to shter the shidduch. It's written up in the back. A merge of the two biggest gedolim and the Klal Yisrael. Who's going to be able to stand up against them? They said, she's not pretty. She's all kinds of crazy stories. Huh? You read these stories? Anyway, they got married, Baruch Hashem. And he had, starting at age 55, 9 children. That's 55, and she was probably 30-something.
They were a year apart.
Right. They were the same age, basically.
A year apart.
But anyway, I just can't resist telling you this because it's Rav David of Dresden, Chasam Sofer, with Rav Kiveg, and it reminds me of Kushalevsky, of these kinds of Nisim that Kodesh Baruch does. Kol HaShemei Yitzchak Li. I thought if you wouldn't have a little good name of Yitzchok, because it's Mamash. Okay, not for now. Back to the Rav Kiveg. Okay. B'Shem Yedidi HaGoyin Rav Yaakov Nerayor Abezin Lisa. Who's that?
The Nesivis.
The Nesivis of Rav Kiveg had a lot of back and forth between them. A lot. The kosher, the asmak, Igud shal gabi maka v'kaskasim gabi shever, which is the Tosefta. V'kachat tzarech lomar, teshchilik ben dova shebigufa l'chutz migufa. Okay? In the footnote on the bottom it says, dova shebigufa imitztar ben tiloso enachote, it's like a scab. But who said it first? The Sidrei Tar, we saw that yesterday. Last week we saw it. Kuf sarichas of konchav, I read it to you last week. Oh, and the Kivay brings him later on. Elashahu hiksha michaitz tochav b'psoro shechos b'magom she'en tzakon la'asiro. And the Mishnah Ritiya Gabi Makach. That's our next. The next round of Kolmashi, after we finish this, hopefully tomorrow, we'll start with Ritiya Mishnah in the Perek Test. Agabi Makach. Look in the Chetshut Chasam Sofer Ksav Sofer, which I have Ksav Sofer. I have it here, right in front of me. We'll see if I take it out today. And Semech Tzedek, which we already spoke about. Okay, fine. This is a footnote of this beautiful edition. Hine Raya Yishlitzchos. He's knocking off the Raya of his good friend, Yedidi Agon in the Sivis. Das Max really befers at Osefta Kedas Harash. Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. The Igud V'Kaskasim Koy Alamala Chutz Min HaKrum V'Agud V'Kaskasim V'Chakach Katoni Hashir V'Nazom De Misham V'Helech V'Ari B'Din Chatzitza. It's a big machlokas. How do you read it on Sefta? It's amazing how the same words can be read in two different ways. You know, how does it say in the Chamisha Mikros Ela Mechreya? Let's go before, goes after. Well, it happens in the Tosefta also. Perek Tes Mishnah. It's amazing because Halacha Gimel. Very, very, very relevant. There we go. What did I say, Perek? Oh, this can't be Perek Tes. There's only 8 prokim. What did I just say? Oh, the Rosh quotes Tosefta in Perek Tes. He says Tosefta Perek Mitzvot Perek. That's a typo. That's a typo. He says over here Tosefta. Oh, you don't have that anyway. Tosefta Mitzvot Perek Tes. There is no Perek Tes. It ends at Perek Ches. So let me show it to you. Well, the simplest way is take a look and see it in the Rosh. That is in Perek Tes. The Rosh is in Perek Tes. He quotes the Tosefta. Tanya b'Tosefta. This is in Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. Om chotzen v'shavu ein chotzen. Lo mitamen v'lo mitamen. Chutz mikrum shal gabi amaka. V'oeged shal gabi amaka. V'kaskas shal gabi ha-shever. Then it says, Hashir manizome makatos v'tabos chotzen. Wait a second. Does it mean chotzen goes on everything? Including eged agabi amaka v'kaskas shal gabi ha-shever. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. But there's another text. Not v'hashirim. It's a big difference. Not with a vav, but hashirim. Then chotetzin, tabos, etc. But the kaskasim are not chotetzin. It's a beforeish, two different tikkurim, a vav without a vav. Little oz vav on the side. Little oz vav, ironically, on the side says, vav, kei nigia b'mem resh mem shin. Mem resh mem shin. Who's that? I'm pretty good at Rosh Hashanah. I don't know who this is. Mem Resh Mem Shim and the Sarat Tosefta. Nothing here. Mem Resh Mem Shim. Don't know. Bekitz and Nimritz. So Beki Vega suggests he holds the other way around that Eged Kaskasim are not a Chatzitza. So that would solve the problem immediately. Okay? Fine. Kolumala. And then Ashir and Azavim. Then Mitzin Chatzitza. So Eger Chatzitza, Bemis Lo Chaitzi. As the says, was suggested originally. Ah, he said, Ladina, we have to all like the Rosh is Moda the Chotetim. The Nilmami, then Shirim and Azavim, the Maishna. In other words, if Eger and Kaskasim, it doesn't say Chotetim. Doesn't say any chotzitzim either. It's talking about tumah v'tara. So we svara, which is a chotzitzim. Yesh toma b'emes asmak ein lilmud mishirim unazamim deshani v'shani. Why it's different? The kema dimitzar b'netzilas agav v'kaskasim and a chotzitz shine. So the way they ask, knock off the rabbi, saying the fact's not true. The fact's not true. It's not chayzus. Then, gam im neima afim neima. That's smak moda the ogad v'chaskas and chayzus in, and the shulchan aruch says so. Umuchra chiluko shel rav nerayoyir. What does that mean? A distinction between one and what? Chutz the guf and the guf. A rav nerayoyir refers to Rav Yaakov nerayoyir. He was nerayoyir before, although Rav Dov is also nerayoyir. I don't know. They both have this title Nun Yud. Okay, whether he said it on his own, he said it from the deceivers. If it is true, Mikomako, Adai Neshloma, the Bemokam Sakona, I feel it Michutz the Guf Alochites. Kasher Yisi Kaes Bitshuvas are going and now the room quotas also. Shevi Bisidre Divre Sidre Tara. Who's the Gona now? I assume it means the Gona now means of the deceivers wrote a tshuva to Rabbeinu David Mid. Resin, right? That's how I'm reading it. We don't have that tshuva. Maybe it's printed somewhere else. He doesn't quote on the bottom any footnotes. Got lost, I guess. Quotes a Sidrei Tara. Hikshal asmak to maishna b'cheitz v'kutz d'chotzeitz. U'machalek v'zeh b'endove shem b'gufo l'chutz b'gufo. How's it seem? And b'mokam sakona tzorech lo v'd'b'chol gavni in d'chotzeitz. Ela sh'arav nerayor tom alov. I think it means in the Sibis, it's a kasha in the Sidrei Tara. I'm trying to guess who's who. There are chayt shal matris tika sakona lehosir v'kayam l'karabon and the Rebbe the chayts. This is a kasha which apparently in the Sibis is on the Sidrei Tara. And he is taiti yosu yipole al hanach arye vasa hagoyin abezin breslau zatsal huva b'tshuva zichron yosef tehevi raya the sakona lo chayts. Mashakos of a rash betama the Rebbe the matchas lochayes he goes sakana. Vagona mechaban al hiskam lezeh. Okay. Ve'eich yaviu rael listor. Adraba. Mashakos of a rash he goes sakana. Memelim in the kaimel karabona the chayes. Muchal gam bemakom sakana chayes. Eich yitu lehavi rael medivri Rebbe came in aloch karabona and muchal behepech. Lezeh nire. Oh, the tzorach lo ma the behom gufo pligi Rebbe rabona. He have a sakoni lo. A machlekas a metzias. Shirim. Okay. Oh. The gamle Rebbe lo have a sakona mamish. On the bottom he quotes out that the Rav Yoh says from the Rimbats the time of the Rebbe Rishim sakona ain't a chotzeitz. Look in the Shach. Look in Rebbe Kiveg here in Alice Simon. And the Shach Sivkot and Yud Zayim. We'll have to look when we finish. Footnote on the bottom over here. Yeah. The chachna daik b'loshon harash, the ikah sakona tfei, mashna de be'etz, ikah gamken sakona. Ela de matches, ikah sakona tfei. Hu tamua, the mahefesh b'sakona ben rav lamat, ben rada l'sofik, mikomako, m'si'eshes l'asira, the vach l'sofai sakona, who cares? U mi'achriach l'arash, the ikonis b'pirtsa d'chuka, lo kipshuto, the be'etz, the ikah sakona, matches yla sakona, ela vadai, en kavonas harash, the ikah sakona, mamish, l'sofai sakona, the ika keev utzar tuva. He never meant sakana. V'yevshal outside a richuk echos minei elef. Yitzam b'zeh sakana. We don't count that. The yafte elenu donin also b'keis b'chlal sakana usovig sakana. Mekobakom keev and the ketzad evshoros liba evshoros lovo zeh korev l'oshon sakana. V'ashoros tika d'chak v'keev utzar godol. The keev and the gam be'et tika tzar b'inti l'oshon d'kekeim d'meuchosh. You ever take out a splinter? It hurts. The cave of the Gambe, Tikat Sam, Mithos, and the Mukosh, Hutzrach, Arash, the Chalak, the Mathkas, Ikat Sar, Tfei. And he quotes, skip the next paragraph. Gam Yeshon, the Mathkas, Ikat Sakona, Master Rosso, Hainan, the Hosser, Techev, the Chosek Yad, Aval Efshad, the Bas, Takbula, Behemshech, Asman, the Rake, Chabosa, Shesvivo, O Liftoa, Chabosa, Bezemo. You know, when I used to get splinters in my youth, my mother, Alesha, would take a pin and sterilize it to make sure with no infection, like on the fire. And she'd stick it in. They still do that? Your mother did the same thing? Okay, so Rebecca's mother did the same thing. So he knows about it. Okay? To be Zemel. Or they were Tia Moshechas. Ulohotzi achoitz achas achas. Hayo ma'at l'mocho ma'at achiyos akulo. Was a pligi Rebbe Rabbonin. It's Rebbe Rabbonin the chayitz. Came in at atal achas man. Ukas for us has smak begled. Aber wenn ihr die dann da rof im oben der ein mozolus makosa le ola und schwiger tom in der klia zel mit sie es das le ola je shloma de mikri ene mak pedes kosha kosa le vosh klia sayer Ken adrava. Midas ha. Last one. Hasmag. I couldn't figure this out for the life of me. Yesha no yosa raya. L'shita say. Ein no machroyim l'chal ben gugufo l'chutz begufo. Only the smak, not the smak. Umada matechas chote and a mishum de data l'asir l'achas mak wa gulad. Im kein mash with the hechid lo shach kein e data l'asir l'achas mak wa binin didan. Miku ein no makpedis. Kein hoyo dati note. And the Zichron Yosef and the Chasam Sofer say the same thing in the foot on the bottom. Here, Rabosai, we got through the Yerub Kivek. Everything made perfect sense because they had the smack three times instead of the smack. Now, you know why I couldn't understand? I just couldn't figure it out. Typos can be mamish. Okay. Adkam will close the Kivek at the beautiful new edition. Mwah! After Shemech Wadah that we have this new edition, otherwise we'd still be, I would still know what's going on. I would know. Okay. Fine. So maybe we made a reference to Rebbe Kivege. Once Rebbe Kivege, we have to finish Rebbe Kivege on the Shachs of Kotin Yud Zayin. Let's open up to that. Siv Kotin Yud Zayin is a little complicated. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Aleph, Chetz or Kotz are talking about Bosrim Nira Mibichutz Chotzetz. I mean, Nira ain't a chotzetz. You know what? Let's skip Shafik Kod Yuzai. It'll take me the rest of the shiur, and you haven't. Was it on the Ram Makomas yet? This, I'm not sure if it was even on. Nope. So, we'll be on the next Ram Makomas, Perek Yud. Maybe it was on the first Ram Makomas? I'm not sure if that's true. Perek Yud Mishnaches, Lesh Mishnah, and the Mesechta. So, we'll postpone the Shafik Yuzai for a later time. Okay? Fine. Let's now go back to the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer, you understand, was the oldest son of the Chasam Sofer, and the Enikel, Rebbe Kivege. Follow? So, it's very appropriate that we open him now. I was here once before, in Simon Tshuvat Sadi Aleph in Yoredei, a very, very important Tshuvat. I hope we pass him like him. We're on an uphill battle to pass like him against the Tzemach Tzedek. It's a very uphill battle. But to me, if we could pass like him, it would be very, very good. Very, very good. Watch this. He saw the Sidrei Tara. You're on it now? Yeah. Please, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the 8th paragraph. Ella Derisi. I hope there's... Also, they start the first line. It's a Bar-Ilan thing. They start the no indentations. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Next paragraph. 2 minutes later. Oh, Ella, the Risi, Mr. Reitar, thank you. Sivkon Chavav. Mikon Galadina. Nechon de Riashach Vakule. Timehod the Chetz Tochav Muchat Lo Kamorachai with Smak the Sever Truma. The Koshim and Star in the Chotes. A Bavadim and Star in Tilas Chetz. Umikon Chotes. For Kosov. Today, Shlo Yu Negan Mishnah Rucha. Sir Loma. The Chalib and Dova Yotim in a Guf. We said this last week. This is Sidrei Tara. We just saw Rebbe Kivege referred to it. The Zeda, not the Edikel, referred to the same Sidrei Tara. Hine hirgish biatzmo, ki misvara ein lechalek ben yotze miguf al yotze makamach. El nebuch, murchach lechalek bekach, mikor kishyoso. That's what you're saying. You know, I have a different way out of this one. Nearly a daiti lo koshimidi. To bechetz a tochov, the machiv calls manche tochov bottom, will the famim shlo yotzio, yoba de choli besakona. You can die from the infection of the metal which is in your body. We all know that. Lachen hagam shahotso bevade machiv tuva. It hurts more right now to take the piece of metal out of your body. It hurts more now to take it out than to leave it. Lachain chotzeitz. A beautiful idea in Ksav Sofer. There, in the case of the Rishonim, now it's hard, later it's easy. In the case of the Chetz, now it's hard, later it's hard. Either way, it's going to be hard. Follow what I'm saying? That's an important Ksav Sofer. Keep that in mind. Okay, fine. Now, Rabosai, let's open the Gemara to the Tosfos on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We know that there is a fight in the gears of the Gemara. We spoke about it already last week. I have to come back to it again. Tosfos says, Achaz akotz v'pirash ha-bein ha-chananel v'miktsas ha-svarim v'asilchus l'kachol ha-nishmaitza t'chi'it marhani l'taras aval l'bala t'horah. And Rashi doesn't like it at all. Shuvachas Rashi says that this Girsa is absolutely incorrect. Okay? Fine. It's wrong. Fine. So there's a whole discussion over here. Rabbeinu Tam thinks the Girsa is correct. This is the girsa we have. What's our girsa? The chiyit mahani l'taras of the bala tahora. That's our girsa. But there's another girsa, which says no. Less hilchos l'kachol ha'nishmaitza. Period. Not l'taras and not l'bala. I think we saw that in the Ramban. Let's get a Ramban here. I think there are four girsas. The four. Rashi doesn't exist at all. Rabbeinu Tam says exists means the distinction between the Taras and the Bala. I believe that the Ramban says we don't pass like it at all. Let's see if I can find it. Ho darmina ki les sechus kachol ane shmaitza el ki ho darmir shlokish. No Taras, no Bala, nothing. It's wrong completely. Completely wrong. And the Balamor had, we'll see even a different girsa. He didn't have the girsa kachol hanishmaitza. Less girsa kahanishmaitza. Only I told by one thing. Didn't have the word kol. So there are four different texts in this Gemara. Okay, keep that in mind. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. So, why? Watch this. Less hilchaso, without less hilchaso. Hello, like Rish Lakish said. That's why two of it. That's why he chosen the sect and the goyim. Fine. So again, just the chazer from last week. We have the Ravid. Garcinon, who was a Rakshmaita, meaning the less hilchos of Kachol Hanishmaitza, Ella Kiyoda Rishlokish. Okay. So the Balamor didn't have that Girsa. We'll see later on. So what is it going on? And then the Rif added Ella Tasa Labala Shapadamit. That was not in the Rabban's and Rabbi's original Girsa. That's a different Girsos. Fine. First, in this first shot, are only the three dinim. Rab de Kasilta, Lifluf, and Kachol. Poschainer is Chotes. You know why? That's not Derechet Elosa. Oh, what did Rabban say about this? Rabban had a lashon, I quoted you to Rabban yesterday. Ma'ave Salenu. What did he say? It's in here too. I read it from the Rabban last week, from the original. Zepirish Muksim and Adas. And we do follow the next thing. means we reject what came before, and we accept what comes later on. And he's saying, no, the Rav Yochanan who came before, we do accept. What did Rav Yochanan say? Rav Yochanan says, Poschei Nev Yosef, Tosheh Nev Yosef, Lo'osot Tvila, and that is accepted. How can that be? It's against whatever is in Shas, for less Hilchos is found. That's the Ramban's Kash. I read it to you from the Ramban, I read it to you from the footnote on the bottom of the right. Second time. Okay. Fine. The second pshat and the Ravid is it's talking about Taras and Bala, Poschei Neha, and they prove Rav Yochanan from Rish Lakish. So the Balamor says, come on. Ain't there a Talmud b'kach loma hilchos of Rav Yochanan b'dirish lachish? That doesn't make sense. No, l'siul the rab mitamal avorachara. I mean, I love him tamidim, say like me, but I'm not Rav Yochanan. So you know we arrive in the Gemara to the Rebbe from the Talmud. All right, fine. Let's go on. But then he says this brilliant idea. Nemustam, these three things, Hashomea Tor, Fihisko Sobal Tvila Saisha. And the Gemara says, no, they're not, we don't follow this, but in Isha, and the Kyogi Rav Yochanan, Ploit Melkolani Shmaitza, Elolitaros, the Rav Yochanan, and Isha Itmar. And we pass like him, Midirish Lokish. Because, well, how do you know? They all say, Chotzeis, Enochotzeis, Loshen Zachor, Rav Yochanan also, Lo Tvila, Amayil beisha lebala nami kamari, and he says otzmanez akirtus shifsosel. That's what the postman don't like that comparison, but not for now. And these three things are being machwa in the Mishnah. They're not halacha except for taras. Rav Yochanan is like Mishlokish, and that's maybe what the riff meant. He meant that. Okay, this is what the rabbi says in his second interpretation. Fine. So Rashi doesn't like it. You know, in Bavel, Isha is Levaila, and Yevamis, Chochot is Levaila, Chot is Levanida. He doesn't like the whole text. How did Rabbeinu time that out? Now let's go back to the Tosis. Rashi had four kashas. Rabbeinu time likes it, gives us a svara. And the Rach has it, and the Rahag has it. Yeah, Rav Sadia has it. Then he says, but amazing Rai he brings. Why? It's in Baal and Taras. Dilael Arminon the base has storm no boy be a smayim. That's in Mishnah. That's Perek Ches Mishnah Hey. Who be Perek Tes? Gabi veel lechotzen bodem umechshav base has storm shabisha. I'm a boy be a smayim. Alavaya he the Taras with Mishmaitin the Baal. Pii ya. A steer two Mishnayis. Must be one's the Baal and one is the Taras. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. Chiddush Nifla Menorah Admod. So Rabbi Natam says, now, it's a little bit amazing to say such a thing. But before we get to the details of why it's the Polksum reject Rabbi Natam, we'll see soon. You're bringing a raya from Rabbi Yochanan from Rish Lakish? No. He says different. Rabbi Natam says, watch. We'll come back to that base of storm later. Hachta choletz, the kol shechotz, but tzvila chotzeitz, beger, uvenida, kaima hanich hatzitzitz perek tesla mikvos, in the Mishnah, the chatzil in bala, shekein derech abrais ulaman ala Mishnah, Avahana Khumri the Kli Kheres Visilta. Whoa. He goes all the way back. He goes all the way back to Samach Vavam and Beis Rabosai. Right? You know, the Rivan had three. The Balamora had one. Rabbi Natam, I don't know if we can count how many there are they? Kli Kheres and where was Kli Kheres? That's Samach Vavam and Beis. Okay? Samach Vavam and Beis. Silta is the next one. There are already two of them. On Amud Bey, before you get to right? What else? V'namel, three. That's the first word, namel, in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Umafti. That we know about Mafti, that's the, a long time ago, that's in Hilchos Mikvos. made mafti the abed shmuel avod the shmuel. Four. Umavsheles, five. And then three more. Rivdo, Lifluch, and Kochel. Those are all more than the Mishnah. Right? Yeah. And 10. Pas Rainer, the Otzma. Uvachohane, Churmil, Esilos, Chavasaya. Only Rish Lakish. He knocked out 10. I mean, a time. Whoa. A knockout. Knocked out 10. Rabbi knocked out 3. The Balmon knocked out 1. Knocked out 10. That's what he says. Umashi, let me get to that right now before I forget. Umashi Hikshah, last line of Tosis. The base has starim the shmait in the masnit in the mikvos. Lokosha midi. The besefer gabi ve'elush and chotz and kochosha base has starim shabi ish. Vahinuk is shmaitin. Vitzorach li ten tam behoch the whole bava gufa machilik ish made the base has starim the ish of the isha. Veneria. Ish made a starim shahisha makpedis lo ish. Was there komathu made ish made isha? Etc. Bekitzer, this is Rabbi Natan. It's amazing. It's amazing. There's a third sheet which is found in the Shach over here. Sif Lamates, this is on the Marma Kovastum. Lo Tatsa may never be Yosef, Lo Tifchas and be Yosef, and Musa came, Yesh Omrim, shall also La Tvila. That the Tvila would not work. It would not work. Here's the Shach, Nun Aleph. Divre Chamudis, Kuf Lamaches Tama, Mai Shnomi Kofsa Pia, the Sosan, the Kosa, Lo Osla Tvila. Lo Koshamidi, Tafilu Mandem Polikan, Moda Bekirat Sif, so said the Mastisidi. He's a Bechala Poskan, it's a Mishnah. What's the difference? The Ran explains. Mashna Mekirtos have so said, it's not Kilo Lo Tavla. Yeshloma. Chi Otzmo Einer Lo Ma'akve K'motim Kulei Hai Shu Ma'akve Milova Ben Mayim. Not like this. That stops it completely. When you just open or close your eyes more than it should be normal, it's not such a big... The Beis Yosef said close it earlier. And the Rav Berak Abaye says so. Mefurish. So this is the Ramban distinguishes and does not agree with the Rabbi Natan as far. Now comes the Vilna Gaon. He's in love with the pshat of the Ravid. He's on the same sif lamates. Watch. Kosol machlokas rishon. You have the girsa. You have the girsa. Listen carefully. He says, "Kosol rivet." Pshat the second pshat. Hashomea shoma v'tor ukvom gam lerishonos beisha v'lesa elifla filiyovish akola filagabayayin v'div rivda afila chashlosha enachotetz brackets uvezeh meturet kol kushos Rashi b'toses anam. Choda v'yod, v'yod, v'yod. The Gaon. You have to know by heart. Four kashas in Tosfos are all knocked off with this second pshat of the Rav. Okay, you want to see? You're questioning the Vilna Gaon. Well, Chuvagas Rashi does give us a choda to cover avala baila tohara. Tell them a rishlokish. My rishlokish I don't tell. Tell us it's a mistake. Oh, the kolan shmaitza of the Rav Gidl kulim v'bavil. Again, it's a mistake. They made a mistake. They said it's in bubble. It's not really. V'yod avod the shmul avod the banti mikvahs be bubble. That's a mistake. V'yod the kulash and the cave and the kinnulash. It's a mistake. What's the mistake? All the gold, all the Rashi's rats fall off. It's what do we say? It's an expression. I'm forgetting the expression now. When someone is attacking. What's the expression? A sandwich doesn't really exist. It's
straw man.
What's it?
Straw man.
Straw man, that's it. It's straw man. The straw man is based on the mistake. I'm a royal mate. So they attack a run. It was a toast. Like the Rashi thinks it's a mistake. You better believe it's a mistake. The rabbi said, Amaroi made the mistake. I love that. All four kinds of Rashi knocked out in one shot. If you lack that second shot, the rabbi. Okay, it's not. It wouldn't have said it on her own. Amaroi made a mistake. But he said, knocks off all four kashas. It's true. It's true. All the kashas are answered. They made a mistake. Fine. Good. Now, but these Gemaras on some on a base, we do Paskin like. Not like Rabbi Natan, who knocked out all ten. All ten. Now, it's interesting. The Simla talks about this as well. The Simla, Sifkot and Yud Beis. He rattles off all these shittas. It goes through the whole Tosfos, this and that, and the other thing. A whole discussion. Watch this. The Das HaToysis, Koi Al Kol Al HaShmaitzer, Miklicher HaSvech, 10! And the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Gonim, Miklicher HaSvech, Les Hilchasa, 10! Okay? Ula Yesh HaZeh, the Diktuk Kotan, to prove it, to Isa, Omar Rava, Rabosai, look at this Diktuk, I gotta love the similar. Look on Samach Rava and Beis. Omar Rava, fourth and last line. Ish lo tam al gabi klicheres. Wait a minute. There are a lot of other rovers before. Right? Vi omar rova. Why is omar rova? Isn't that an amazing diuk? Every letter is medakik dolim. There's a whole bunch of vi omar rovers. The first omar rova is the last two, three words on omar aleph. Omar rova, ish lo tochav, etc., etc. Then we have vi omar mishmei de rova, lo tochav al bachalim. Then we have Vi Amar Rava, Yilam Adam Tzach Beis Hashir Teish HaMadich HaBeis Mater. Then we have another one. Vi Amar Rava, Tavla V'Yosin, the son of Tavla Chotzitz. We'll get to that later. And then all of a sudden, Amar Rava. Why? Terry says to me, he can't have every don't pass like that. Let's feel Chasa. So the Vav is missing. Isn't that beautiful? The Vav is missing. Ooh, I never thought that on my own. Similar. Diktuk, he says, a Diktuk cotton. He said, "Omar Rava, Ishul Tava Gabi Cheres." L'chora, I remember, "Vi Omar Rava," as it said in the other ones, "Vi Omar Rava, Vi Omar Rava, Vi Omar Rava." Shemekan ve'elach la'vilchos enenu. There's below Vav. Meiridik. Fine. Toisel you look at the Taras. Rashi knocks it off. Now, Avua the Shmuel the Bebabalaya, the Smag says, no. This knocks off all the kashas also. They were machmir lechatchila. Right? That's what we pass in lechatchila. You certainly have to machmir all these things. I lush in the keva. Ish lo tama gabe. Tamish in the boys, Yeshloma. The rak b'isha. Ish lo boys. We're macho guys. We're not afraid. Yeah? I don't know. Post right now, lush in the keva. Ish never came. Odeh Shloma, Hani Amaroi Amri Lahanachil Chasagam Lebaila, Lashon Nekeva. Stomach the Gemara says otherwise. Fine. This is found over here in the Simla towards the very beginning of Sivkaton Yud Beis. Okay. Fine. The Aruch HaNer says the whole thing is wrong. There were Taras in Babel. Where were they? There were. Because enough for the Gemara Masech Tanida. You know this from 2 years ago. Right? Remember? Lamed Beis Amad Aleph? How good is your memory? Omer Shmuel, Ein Trumas Chutzlars Asura L'Misha Tumi Asura Migufo. This two women tarim Babel too for Chalat Chutzlars. Aruch HaNer. What do you want? I looked it up. Aruch HaNer says that Teretz. What about Yevamis? The Kash of Yevamis. Right? Let's go back to the Yevamis. What was the kash from Yevamis? Yevamis, Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Kol Dov Rachotzit B'Tzvila, Chotzit B'Ger V'Evin M'Shurcho V'Nida, Nida L'Baila. You see, the Taras, Mike, so they're not going to Nida. You see, you cannot make a distinction between Taras and the Bailam. It's all the same. Yeah? We can answer. What answer can you give? What would Tosa say? Hach da cholas, 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 betzvila, cholas, benida. Kai mahani, betzchadi, the perek test, and it goes. Go on the Mishnah. Whatever's in the Mishnah is cholas, legami. Everyone agrees to that. The whole, even the old 10 Rabbi Natam knocked out, are not in the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis are for everybody. The Shmaitis are, whether it be 1, whether it be 3, or whether it be 10, or some other combination, we'll see. That's only the Taurus. So that's that kasha is okay. That's okay. Tosin Yavama says, they were macher and sfekis the Taurus olabayla. Sfekis. The Ramban didn't have the girsa nida at all. Didn't have the word nida in it. Minaf Kamina. What about a ger? I mentioned once before about a ger. Was the Ramban the Ravid? I didn't show you that. I think I did. Ramban the Ravid shy. What is ger? Is ger like, assuming there's a distinction between Taurus and Baila, which both the Ramban the Ravid agree to, where does ger fit in? Where does ger fit in? Where does it fit in? The Machlokes. Machlokes. Right? So, again, Misvara, I would have said it's Issa Veheta, but it's a Tosefta Faker. Whatever, I don't want to go into that right now again. We have running out of time. Now, Rabosai. The Simla, the Kodam at a time, from Kicheres and on is only the Taurus. Okay? The Oruch is the biggest of all the Mekilim. He says, you know, the Ramban accused the Ravid, Muktzah, Maklas, whatever, Muktzah, Midah, because all Les Hilchoses knock out everything except what comes next. That's what the Aruch says. That's what the Aruch says. Rabbi Natam is along those lines. Rabbi Yochanan is also rejected. Only Rish Lakish. That's Isha. That's Labaila. Nothing else. Nothing else. But the Aruch wants to suggest that even that din of Rish Lakish is also on the Taurus. So he might have a slightly different gear to them. You feel what I'm saying? Even the last, the number 11, is only the Taurus. So it says the Aruch. The Rav is only 3. The Ramban says, no, Posra and Osman is also only the Taurus. The Razah only Posra of Osman the Taurus. The Rambam from Nosna Tavshil. He splits it differently. Where's Nosna Tavshil? Over here. So Nosna Tavshil, okay? And the big 3 of the Ravid. And the Einel. So he has only 5. The Ravid had 3, the Balamora had 1, the Rambam has 5, the Rabbeinu Tam had 10, Oruch has 11. Wow, it's like a hike. You know, we have so many different numbers that we're throwing out over here. I think that there are 5 different numbers. I believe so. In the Les Hilchos. And Rashi has 0. So 6. 0, 1, 3, 5, 10, 11. I think I have it right. How many of these we don't pass like a halacha lemaisa? All right, fine. This similar points us out over here. Yes, Harambam. Les Hilchos lo koyak kli cheres for normal. No, from Rav Gidol Amarav ve'elich. Rav Gidol Amarav is the one who said Nosta Tavshil Livno. Now, why did he say that? Because Rashi's kasha avur the Shmuel and Bavel Hilchosahi. So if he's Hilchosahi, if he's Hilchosahi, that's Avu the Shmuel is the one right before Rav Gidol. So if he's Hilchosahi, everything became before is also Hilchosahi. You gotta love the similar. You figure that dig in the Gemara. Yeah. So the Rambam's Lashon, the Taras of Latir the Baal Arayz and Mutter, Ava Bishanos the Tav Shal Ibn Not, Oshaya Baseret Yoshin Oshahu, Kochel, Beis Yosef, why do you about Lifluf? No. He thinks that Lifluf is not in Hani Shmaitza. Woo! Why? That's Perisha Mashnishin. Can you imagine what's going on over here? So it's another one. It'll be 4. He knocks out Lifluf. I thought the Rambam Lifluf was included because it's like the Ravid's. It's one of the big 3. No, Lifluf is not a new din. All my Rukvas do is explaining a Mishnah. Wow. Wow. Amazing. Okay, different to your sauce, etc. Fascinating. Fine. Fine. Okay, he has another little twist. Then he has the Ravid. He has all kinds of other shittos, but that's an interesting twist. That Lifluf is not a new din. Lifluf is simply an explanation of the Mishnah. Amazing. Amazing. Now, what about this Beis HaStarim business? The Tosfos HaRosh, which you have all printed in our Gemaras, say that's ridiculous, Rabbi Natan is saying. Take a look. Oh, different print. Oh, I put it on the Marmakomas to Rosh Dimashul Yud Samach. What's Yud Samach? Yesh Svarim de Garsi. At the end of that, Debra Maschel, quotes Rabbi Natan, or the steer in the Mishnayos. He said, that's ridiculous. Where is it? Oh. Omer ben Atam, Gabi din tfila, yika chilek ben taras abala, perkes and mikvos tan, ule maisilo, beis astorim, beis akmotim, ein tzorach leo bebi yismayim, ule perkes and mikvos, tanan, ule beis astorim, shabi shechotetzin, ela hi de perkes lebailo, perkes letaras, we saw it in Tosfos. Hashnich lo maisilo, siyadu leo bebi mashnish in the perkes, the problem is in the perkes, the masis in the perkes, fine. Okay, so there's no steering. That's what he says. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. V'doch HaGodol. Come on. No. Lo kosher hani mastis nadad at all. Why? The vare beis hastarim beis hakmotim ein tzorach shev b'yas mayim. Ein tzorach shev b'mayim, I should say. Miu im yesh ben davar chotetz lo also la tefila. The royal Ibias Mayim Binon, as we say, Beferish of Beshiv Chosel Sherebi, Nimsas of Beshineo, Tvila Acheres. Ay, 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 what's Rabbi Natan talking about? Rabbi Natan is saying a steer between Perikhes and Perikhes. In Perikhes, Mishneh Hey. Let's get it. What does it say? Based on storm, based on kvotim, ain't and tzrichon shevam v'mayim, not a problem. But in Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, it says based on storm, b'yishe is a chatzitza. So what does Rabbi Natan say? Here is the taras, and here's the baila. He says no. All it means over here, you need roar the b'yasmayim. That's all it means. I thought that the rush is so correct. It says hot on Rabbi Natan. What's he saying? Boy, it says in Tes Gimel that you need Roar the B.S. Mayim. That's you need B.S. Mayim. There's no steer at all. It's in the I mean, the Talmud is a God of the Dark, but the Rush, it was generations later, said he thinks it's absolutely no Raya whatsoever. Whatsoever. Yeah, whatsoever. Fine. Fine. Good. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the base Yosef has a kasha on the smag. I'd like to open it for you. It's a little interesting diuk. Oh, I can't close this. Should have closed this far. Open the Beis Yosef. They have many kashas against the Girsos. This is the Beis Yosef Sif Tes. Sif Tes. Quotes a smag. Leshilchot kachani shmaitza koi ahid isha lo titpol al derka de losa. For yivda de kasilta vat nos to tzav shalivno pos chene biyose. And kicheres vinomol. Ad kan. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef is not happy with the smag. And the question was raised, why is he only upset with the smag? He should have been the same kasha against Tosfos. Because Tosfos and smag are saying exactly the same thing. Oh. So this is a remarkable question, but there's also a remarkable answer, if I can find it for you. Oh, the tzlach. So Tosfos says on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, my base says Storim. Hiksha Adoni Mori V'Rabi, Ovi Mori V'Rabi, Tzlacha say. Harmina Liel, the royal be a smay and binon. That's exactly what the Tosfos Rosh said. What do you want? V'tiri Tzachi Diek Tosfos. Listen carefully. Da Amai Makshe Liel L'Rova, V'lo Makshe Amasnis in the Hosom. Why are they asking kasha from the Mishnah against Rava? Not asking kasha from the Mishnah on the Mishnah. What does that mean? Look at the Gemara on both sides. Ah. Here's the Gemara. Watch. On Samach Rava Med Beis. Omer Rava, lo mi lamed on besoch beshi te isha madicha beis chmata b'mayim. Meisvei, kash v'ma mishnah. And the side it says, it's mikvos perakhes, the word meisvei, maybe it should be tanan, maybe it's tanan. Beis ha-chmata v'beis ha-storm, and it's shichel to be asmayim. The Gemara didn't know yet the terrace. What's the famous? You know the terrace, because you're a Talmud Chacham. What's my answer? No, he did be asmayim, lo, bina mokam yu b'asmayim, bina mokam yu b'asmayim, whatever. But the Makshin didn't know that. But the Makshin, before he knew that, should have asked the Kasha, not on Rava, but a steer into Mishnayis, between Perakhes and Perakhtes. We asked, the Rosh is so right, Rabbi Natan is so wrong, how come Rabbi Natan said what he says? Says the Tzlach, I'm not sure, it's the father, the son, or something. He says, Amai Makshin, they are the Rava, the Makshin must sneeze in the awesome, steer into Mishnayis. Ela kochol masnis in the house on the taras asya. Hachdoch ayer benido. Ava rov a stomach kamal ol yinamad amas isha te medicha bebeis kamatea u makshe shaper viduk. This would explain this tzlach why the Beis Yosef is a kasha against the smag who's talking the dina not against Tosfos who's talking the pilpul of pshat in the sugya. Because as far as pshat in the sugya is concerned we have this vort of the tzlach. But the smag we don't have that vort. Interesting, fascinating. Okay, we have a few more minutes. You know what? Maybe we should stop here. To miss Hashem tomorrow, we'll start with Derek de Losa. Hope tomorrow to finish these in Yonim. I hope, believe that. And the next Maramokam, I guess I'll wait till Wednesday, will be on two topics. I want to entitle it Refuos, all the various medical things with the stitches, with the cast, and tzipornayim. That has its own chashiv, it's fingernails, which is today, you know what's going on with fingernails? Two very major topics. I'll wait till Wednesday morning to give you more time to finish up my Maror Makomos, and tomorrow we'll finish up the present Maror Makomos, which is entitled Chatzitzos, okay? Tomorrow is 1:15? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. And Wednesday again? 12 after. Okay. Good? Okay. No Thursday this week because I'm giving off a tiny assessment, so it'll be easier to give off that day. Easier for the Talmidim. Oh, so you can bring this down. Alad, you like the slach. You can bring this down. Except so I'm going to hold on to it.